Eric Stratton.
Would you mind picking up two for this? If you could get the brown logo on one of them, it'd be great.
Excuse me. Is that how it goes?
Thank you very much. Especially thanks to Robert Coover for bringing us here tonight. This is really a silly dream come true for us. The Unknown is a collaborative hypertext novel. For us as writers, this project began as a conscious exploration of two modes of writing which we didn't understand. Hypertext and collaboration.
Our initial intention was to promote a print anthology of what we consider our best fiction, prose, poetry, and drama by telling the story of a book tour we would go on in support of the then non-existent manuscript.
Our motto at the time, promotion before dignity.
Content preceded structure, which initially evolved organically. As we created text, however, we realized two things.
A, that hypertext is necessarily kinetic, a story that the reader rides.
And B, that we were generating different kinds of material and that some taxonomy was necessary to help readers navigate through our hypertext novel.
To this end, we adopted a metaphor from the Chicago Transit Authority's subway map and placed the material on differently colored lines.
The Red Line is a sickeningly decadent, publicity-driven hypertext novel that describes the aforementioned book tour.
The Purple Line is metafictional bullshit, which hypertext almost inevitably engenders.
The Blue Line is a collection of documentary materials about our real-life adventures.
The Orange Line is a collection of correspondence between the unknown and others, written over a long period of time.
The Brown Line is a collection of related image equal text projects, including Katie Gilligan's watercolor diary.
The Green Line is a place where readers can find interactive live readings of the unknown in real audio, including this one, after we're done with it.
Because the essence of hypertext is a collaboration between the reader navigator and the authors, in addition to the in-text hyperlinks and the just-described lines, we elected to include three other modes of navigation.
An image map of locations in the United States we visited on our alleged book tour.
A list of independent bookstores where we gave readings on our book tour.
And a list of people who appear as characters in The Unknown.
We're gonna do a short reading. We only have time for two pages.
And if there are any publishers in the audience, we've got a manuscript to show you.